Today on Business Matters, I'm joined by Nicholas Giles, who makes a living selling things on the internet. He's going to tell us about how he started and hopefully share some of his secrets with us. Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Hi, Ursula. Nice to meet you.
So, if I'm not wrong, you've made a fortune out of selling things on the internet, haven't you?
I'm not sure if I'd say that. However, because the website has been so successful, it's made certain things possible. I now make enough to live on. And in fact, I no longer have to spend any time dealing with the people who use our service or updating the website myself. I have a team of sellers who do it all for me. So now I get to spend most of my time in Brazil, where I'm building my own beach house.
That doesn't sound too bad. So, how did this business of yours start up?
It all started about 15 years ago, when I was still at school. My mum had asked me to clear out my old toys and things. And having heard about one of those websites where you can sell things, I thought I'd try it out.
And did you get a good response?
Far from it. We sold hardly anything. However, there were some money boxes which I'd owned since I was a child, and it turned out that I had the complete collection. As soon as I put them on the website, various enthusiasts started offering more and more money, even though the paint had come off in a few places. In the end, I got about £400 for them. I'd never imagined I'd get that much.
Was it always as easy as that to make money?
Not to begin with. Firstly, I had to find things to sell. I thought that one way to do that was by clearing people's houses. You know, when they want to move house and they need to get rid of old bits of furniture and things quickly, they usually hire a company to do all that for them. Well, a friend and I offered to clear people's houses in exchange for being able to keep the things we removed. That bit wasn't too hard, and I got my friend to help me move all the heavy stuff to my dad's garage. The problem was, we never seemed to find anything worth selling. We were just clearing houses for free.